And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
After death, what does the body know, or does the body know where it is going and where it's going to be at rest? Second part to her question, do the dead know what is going on the earth and cannot respond back? It's two very interesting questions. All of us are interested in knowing what will happen when we die. There is a certain curiosity that we have over anything that is yet unknown and so permanent as death appears to be. We need to understand what the Bible actually teaches us regarding death. First of all, we really shouldn't be so concerned about the body when it comes to talking about death and what happens after death. We're told in James chapter 2 and verse 26 that death is the separation of the body from the soul. Those two, the body cannot be alive without the spirit or without the soul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? It's not the body that knows, but rather it's the spirit of man that knows. It's not the body that will move on, for our body will be resurrected and changed into some other kind of body. What kind? Well, I'm not really sure. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Paul very clearly defends the idea that our body will be raised and changed from a physical into a spiritual body, but he never does say exactly what that body will be like. We are told that when our Lord comes, we'll see him as he is, for we will be as he is. So whatever kind of body that is, we will have it provided for us at that time. But our spirit will go on into eternity when the body is still lying in the grave. We need to understand then that it's the spirit that knows and the spirit that will move on. We are told in Genesis chapter 35 rather, and verse 18 there, that Rachel was dying and she referred to that dying as the departing of her soul, the soul leaving the body. So a better question would be not where the body is, but where is your soul? Where will your spirit be? And do you know where that's going to be? We are taught in the book of Luke that there were two men, a rich man and a beggar. The beggar was named Lazarus. We're not told the name of the rich man. Both died, and we're told that both were taken into what we know as the Hadean world. This is a world that stands between us and heaven and hell itself. It is a world that is made of two compartments. One is known as paradise, or Abraham's bosom. It was to this compartment that our Lord referred when he spoke to the thief beside him and told him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." But the other compartment of that Hadean world, we're told, is a place of torment. The rich man went to that place of torment. Lazarus the beggar went to that place of comfort and bliss, that place of paradise. We know there that Abraham told the young man that he should remember how things were on the earth, that he had things good and Lazarus had them very difficult. So we know that those who have died and gone on, their spirit goes on, that their spirit goes on to this Hadean world awaiting the last great day, the day of judgment where all are assigned to their eternal destinies. We also know that the person, at least in this particular case, had the ability to remember what things had been like on the earth, remember his own deeds, and remember that he had five brethren that were back in the world and needed someone to teach them. Do they have a constant knowledge of things that are going on? The Bible doesn't answer that question for us, nor should we try to answer it.